You know, we've been hearing storm of the century and unprecedented, and maybe you could give us some perspective on that, because when you think about storms of the century, you think about greater snowfall amounts and the hurricanes of 38 and so forth. In what regard is this unique?
I think there's one way that we can talk about it being unique. I remember vividly the blizzard of 78. I was in northern Nassau County and had to walk a couple of miles in the middle of that one. In terms of an individual situation for New York or Boston or anywhere else, there have been storms that have certainly been worse in terms of snow accumulation and the winds, of course, in our December 10th storm in New York. But in terms of coverage, from Florida to Alabama to Georgia to Tennessee to the Mid-Atlantic to New York to New England, I suspect this has had a larger effect on a larger area than any particular storm in decades, if not the entire century. I'm willing to guess that when the National Weather Service counts up the number of blizzard warnings they had out simultaneously, that in itself will probably be a record.
Yeah, they were using the word unprecedented yesterday to describe the storm.
In terms of coverage of the entire East Coast.
I assume you mean 1978 and not 1878, that storm you remember?
That's right, yes. Okay. Although the blizzard of 1888 occurred just a couple days ago, its anniversary.
Right. A lot more snow, though.
This is true.
Okay, Todd, thank you very much for the call.